It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:47, I get a text here about school closures in the area on Wednesday. Nobody's decided anything on that yet. I would imagine they'd wait to see what happens today and what they find out. And I know it's a pain, but what can we do but wait and watch? Dane Cialino joins us now, our friend, a little bit late because we wanted to give you an update on the weather, professor of law at Loyola. Good morning, Dane. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. Great.
Whenever something happens with juvenile crime in the city, people text me and say, well, why don't they hold their parents responsible? And that's happened in Michigan earlier this year with a school shooting with parents being convicted. First time, as I understand it. Take me through, because you can't just do stuff, right? You got to have the legal precedent or you got to have the laws in place to prosecute people for crimes. When it comes to school shootings, explain, if you can, Dane, what happened in Michigan, and is the same thing apply in Georgia? Is it state law, and could this maybe be a remedy? And I know that would be speculation on your part, but toward maybe parents being a little bit more concerned with their guns and kids and maybe a way to stop at least lessen school shootings.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real problem. I just checked the crime stats on this. Last year, there were 125,000 incidents of juvenile violent crime, murders and assaults and robberies and those sorts of things. And, of course, rarely are parents criminally prosecuted for the acts of their children. But we've seen it as recently as last week, and that's why we're having this call in Georgia and a few months ago in Michigan. It's these high profile cases that seem to draw the ire of prosecutors rather than the steady, relentless flow of violent cases that routinely happen every year, which is odd, but here we are. From a legal standpoint, there are some states that have laws that require parents to keep guns under lock and key away from children. Of course, those laws are typically designed to protect children from negligent firearm accidents, not from committing intentional homicides and assaults. But those laws exist. Oddly enough, they don't exist in Georgia. So what the prosecutor's doing in Georgia is really, at least in my view, really stretching the law, trying to turn a case of alleged negligence where the father should have known of the risk presented by his son but didn't, into a murder case, and that father has been charged with second-degree murder, and it's essentially a bootstrapping. It's a homicide that was caused in connection with child endangerment, which is a crime of negligence. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds on the criminal law theory on this, but typically we want to make sure that we're sending the right messages with criminal law. We typically prosecute people for murder when they've intentionally killed another human being or at least been engaged in some sort of dangerous, violent felony like robbery and a human being dies. When you take a crime of negligence like child endangerment and then you use that to bootstrap into a murder indictment, that I think is a bit concerning.
So tell me how it differs from the Michigan case.
Well, it doesn't differ in the Michigan
case.
Those It does in some respects, because the Michigan parents were charged with involuntary manslaughter, which in Louisiana we would call negligent homicide, mm-hmm. where they were charged with homicide resulting from their own criminal negligence that they should have known their son was dangerous and they should have done something to prevent these violent acts. What's different in that was not a murder prosecution. It was a manslaughter prosecution, a criminally negligent homicide prosecution. This case in Georgia, the prosecutors really ramped it up by charging the father with murder, second degree murder. And to me, again, that sends the message, the wrong message, that it kind of cheapens the crime of murder when you charge merely negligent people with it.
So according to New York Times, the Secret Service did some studies, and they've determined about three-quarters of the guns used in school shootings were taken from the home of the perpetrator's parents or a close relative. As it relates to applying the same theory to juvenile street crimes, if you want to call it that, to distinguish from school shootings, the difference would be, I don't know that in those cases that they're using the guns of the parents or the relatives, and that is an important distinction as opposed to being responsible for what your juvenile does?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not sure I've seen any stats on where the firearms used in juvenile firearms crimes were procured by the child. But that could be a distinction that makes some difference. But again, keep in mind that school shootings, although they make national news when they happen, are a very, very small percentage of violent crime committed by juveniles. And it is odd that we direct all of our efforts toward those very few lightning strikes and essentially ignore the hundreds of thousands of other incidents that happen every year in inner cities. And we don't try to do anything about holding parents responsible in those situations.
And that is what I was trying to ask
right.
I guess, Dane, is that, is it about the ownership of the gun or is it about the behavior of the student and of the child and the responsibility of the parent as far as the behavior goes, or about, keeping the gun safe?
Well, I think it's mostly about the sensationalist media attention being given to school shootings. I mean, they're horrible, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of horrible, violent crime happening all over America every day by juveniles, and that doesn't get the media attention.
But is there a legal way that the government could go after parents if it's not their guns that are being used, I guess is what I'm asking?
Yeah, because you could use exactly the same theories that are being used, that were used in Michigan and that are being used in Georgia. Those charges aren't firearm dependent in any respect. So if prosecutors were really concerned with holding parents accountable, there is a lot of opportunities to do that in I hate to say it, but routine type of violent crimes that happen every day in big cities all throughout the United States. And it's odd that they just pick the ones, a few isolated incidents that happen to get a lot of media scrutiny and attention, and focus on those parents while not on many, many others.
Very interesting, Dane. I love picking your brain. I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tommy.
You have a good day. Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, 855 Traffic Now, WWL.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.